so I can breathe.
Hello? Wait, let me shut off my iPod so I can hear you better. What do you mean it's over? But you're so far away. Can we talk about... Hello? Has this ever happened to you before? You get a phone call out of the blue from your significant other telling you the relationship is over, and the toughest part about it is they're hours, states, or even countries away from you? It's called a long-distance relationship. I'm Bridget Hudzik for WRPR News. These types of relationships tend to start in college and hopefully survive the duration of 4 years or so one could be there. I'm sitting here with Rhode Island College student Neil Jeffis to tell us about his long-distance relationship. How long has it been since you've seen your girlfriend?
It's been a little over a year.
And how far away does she live?
She goes to school out in Michigan.
Michigan, that's pretty far. How often do you guys get to see each other?
We try for at least once a month, but it doesn't always seem to happen because of the way things are scheduled.
Yeah, scheduling can be a pretty tough thing. So do you think it's worth it to be in a long-distance relationship like this?
It's tough and it's strenuous, but it always feels like it's worth it when I see her.
Aw, how sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you think you are alone with being in a long-distance relationship, think again because you are not alone at all. If it is true love, it can survive anything. With all of the great new technological inventions, long distance does not have to seem so far away. There's email, instant messaging, webcams, phone calls, and even old-fashioned letter writing. Distance between two hearts is not an obstacle, rather a great reminder of just how strong true love can be. I'm Bridget Hudzik for WRPR News.